بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, the primary goal, the primary objective in the life of every believer, every Muslim, is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ultimately to attain the closeness and the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that together with the person abiding by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leading his life in accordance to the rulings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down for him, together with this, a constant effort should be made by each and every person to try and attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All those who have believed, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the word taqwa is used, and this is a word we hear many times. One simple understanding, explanation of the word taqwa, which ulama have explained, is for a person at any given point in his life to be conscious of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are directed towards him. For a person to know, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me right now? What does Allah want me to abstain from? This is taqwa. So what is generally translated as the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first command that is given, ittaqullah, remain conscious of Allah. And then Allah says, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, seek ways of getting closer to Him. Seek avenues of getting closer to Him. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ, and one example or one method of gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strive in His path, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may succeed, you may prosper, you may be successful. So here in this verse we find that we are being reminded that together with fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is a person does the fara'id, the wajibat, he's performing his salah, and he's trying his best to abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But added to that, there should be a constant effort, and a concerted effort by a person to find those avenues which will take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we find, when it comes to our dunya, the businessman doesn't want to remain stagnant. He's constantly looking for ways to increase his profit, to increase his income. So likewise, the believer also doesn't want to remain stagnant when it comes to his iman, when it comes to his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, why is it so important for a person to make this effort? Why should he make that effort immediately and not wait? Because he has a limited amount of time in this world. And those who had fallen short, those who did not make this effort to attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will their condition be? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لِيَفْتَدُوا بِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ. Allah says, verily those who have disbelieved, if they were to possess all that is in the earth, in other words, all the belongings and possessions that are in this world, وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ, and twice its like, in other words, they had to have twice the amount of what is found in this world, لِيَفْتَدُوا بِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, in order to offer it as a ransom to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to save themselves from the punishment of the day of Qiyamah, if they had to offer this entire amount to Allah, مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ, Allah says it will not be accepted from them. Once a person leaves this world, when his life comes to an end, now his chance is over, he does not have the opportunity to earn good deeds and to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and they will have a painful punishment in the hereafter. So in this verse, as we mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, each person should make this intention every day, that how can I find those avenues or those ways in which I can attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be a simple act of giving charity to someone, assisting someone who is down and out, maybe just a kind word to somebody, but in this way I will be increasing my scale of good deeds and getting closer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.